This week is a bit of a transition week for us. I've been in class all week, learning about family systems theory for 8 hours a day as part of my Next Generation Leadership Initiative course. And also at the same time, I've been getting ready our new YouTube channel, which will be a place where we can expand our circle ever wider, where my messages to you can not only reach you, but can also potentially reach a much wider and larger audience than our current email format allows us to do. I will tell you that this has been quite a learning curve for me. When I was first faced with the idea of virtual or remote worship way back in March, email felt to me to be the most accessible thing that we could pull off in such a short period of time. And I'm proud of what we've been able to do over time. I think our email list is reaching a quite wide audience, and I get good feedback from this, and it's always so helpful to hear from all of you about what you've been thinking about or reacting about in regards to the emails that we're putting out, the music that we share, and the messages that come to you every week. Several of you have said that seeing me really does help this whole process, and I totally agree. And that's why I'm excited about YouTube as a new way and a new format for us to reimagine the way in which we worship and the way in which we are together in 2021. The one thing about virtual church, and I think other pastors feel this way, is it always feels unfinished. There always feels like there's something more that we could do. There's something else that I could have said. There's something else I could have shared with you, a different internet field trip, or a different take on a particular piece of art, or a different way of presenting a different concept or a particular scripture. The thing is that virtual worship is unlimited. There's an unlimited number of ways that we could do this, and so therefore it always feels like there's something more that can be done. In other words, there's an inherent unfinishedness to this sort of work. And this week, as I was learning about how YouTube works and learning about video editing, which is something I had never done before, and as I was being challenged in this new format, I realized that even that felt unfinished to me. There's so much more that you can do with these tools, and there's so much more that can be done that it feels like you could spend forever on a particular project. It feels like there is never an end moment. It's not like a sermon in a pulpit, which has a beginning, a middle, and an end. When you're working with new forms of technology and new media, it feels like the process could go on and on and on. And there's something interesting about this concept of finished work. And that's why this week I wanted to share with you artwork that is unfinished. And I also shared with you a really awesome YouTube clip from PBS Digital Studios, The Art Assignment, which covers this idea of unfinished art. If any of you are involved in the arts or in any form of crafting or any form of creation, then you know well the plight of the unfinished project pile. Everybody has unfinished projects, those things that we promise ourselves that we will come back to later, those things that we put off for another time, those projects which consumed us with passion, but then for whatever reason we decided were best left unfinished. The unfinished project pile can be a source of inspiration for some creatives, but it can also be a source of shame or frustration or lament at all of the projects that we wanted to finish but never did. But I think that there is something that we can learn from the fact that something is unfinished. And I think that the video from the art assignment gives us a lot to think about. There's a lot of reasons why something is unfinished. Perhaps the one that we were working on a project with decided that they didn't want to complete it with us. And therefore, it is a document, a moment in time, that shows the way that a particular relationship unfolded. Or, in some cases, the creator dies, and the work is left unfinished. Or in other cases, like Alice Neal's portrait of the Black draftee, a piece of art is not finished because the person never came back for the second sitting. And in this case, that speaks well to sort of the themes that Alice Neal was trying to convey. The anxiety of this man who's been drafted to serve in the armed forces of a country which didn't yet fully recognize his worth as a human being. In that painting, there is a sense of unfinishedness, of anxiety, of angst. And I think that the picture is more powerful in its unfinished state than as if it were a full-body, finished portrait. In the case of Ford Madox Brown's painting, Take Your Son, Sir, there is a heart-wrenching reason for the fact that it's unfinished. Ford Madox Brown's son died before he could complete the painting. There's a sense of lament and heartbreak. There's a real human reason why something was unfinished. All of these unfinished projects are testaments to a certain story. They represent something that happened, something that transpired, a story of a life, or a life that was left unfinished, a life that ended too soon, or a relationship that ended unexpectedly. But I think that, as we can tell, none of these paintings are failures. They are all incredibly effective and incredibly powerful. Their power rests precisely in their unfinishedness. And so if we think about all of those things which might be projects or endeavors or things that we've done in our lives that go unfinished or that we've left to do for later, those are not necessarily failures. Those are moments in time that represent where we were at a very specific stage and at a very specific point. But they should not be seen as negative things, but rather things that tell our story, that help make us who we are. Things that we can come back to later if we wish, but also that if we never come back to them, it's totally okay too. The scripture reading for this week is John 1, which Kristen read for us on Christmas Eve. And John does not include a birth story of Jesus. Rather, John goes into the cosmos and talks grandly about the fact that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God. He brings us into a theological conversation about what existed first, that the Word of God existed first, and then the Word was God, and we go into this discussion of the grandness of it all, that God is bigger than time, that God was before time, and that God will be after time. And that if Jesus is the extension of God and is God and is the Word become flesh, as we call this incarnational theology, Jesus is the Word which has existed before time, come into our own human being, our own form. If this is what we believe, then really our entire creation, our entire cosmos, and our entire story is one project which is continuing to unfold. There isn't a finishedness to it. It is something that continues to go unfinished. Jesus came into the world in order to show us compassion and love and what God was like embodied into a person. And that we now have the responsibility and the mantle to continue to work for justice and peace and equality and all of those things that were close to Jesus's heart. Therefore, there is no finishedness to all of this. It is an ongoing story. It's a continuing saga, and it's something that each and every one of us have the opportunity to play a part in. The fact that God was before time, bigger than time, and will exist after time is good news for those of us with a lot of unfinished projects. Because the greatest one of them all is unfinished too. And we are here to play a role in working to build an ever more just society. So I hope that you've enjoyed this small look at unfinished art. Perhaps you have something unfinished of your own, and that is perfectly fine. We live in the unfinishedness. We live in this tension. Our lives are part of this unfinished business that we have of continuing to discover the ways that we might make our mark on this grand unfinished project, which is our world. I look forward to seeing you on YouTube next week. May it be so. Amen.